You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? It's your guy Ike Jones, and we're back with another morning drop. And today we are talking about the commitment from the transfer defensive lineman, Philip Blitty. We got to get in here and talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on him.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop. It is Monday, April the 22nd. Hopefully everyone's day and week is off to a good start. Ike Jones in here with your Auburn Express Morning Drop, talking a little bit about Auburn football and new defensive lineman Philip Blitty. Let's get in here and have the conversation. Make sure you're sharing the content with someone out there, whether you are listening on podcast or you're watching right here on YouTube. We definitely appreciate those shares. Blitty comes over to Auburn from Indiana, transfer defensive lineman, and it's one of those, it was kind of a long process for getting him on board. Last time I talked about defensive line, I was talking about, like, I didn't know where that stood, and then, you know, he had a visit scheduled like 2 days later or something like that. Still, the visit went well. He had other visits that were planned after his Auburn visit that he ended up canceling, and he ended up going ahead and committing to Auburn. There were people who were concerned about the fact that Auburn did not get a commitment from him while he was on campus, but seemed like maybe it was a silent commit, because just a few days later, a day later, he makes the commitment final with Auburn, comes on board with the Tigers to be the newest member of the Auburn defensive line unit. Blitty, again, is a transfer lineman from Indiana, 6'3", 295 pounds, and a former three-star out of high school from New Mexico. And he's a young man that has, you know, this will be his third collegiate stop. He was originally starting his collegiate career with Texas Tech, then went over to Indiana last season. Now, Indiana defensively was pretty good last season, but he noted in his visit, and I'm quoting some things here from an article from our guy Caleb Jones over at the Auburn Rivals site, auburnsports.com, so you can read the full article there. But quoting from what he has here in this article is, one of his reasons for wanting to come to Auburn was about development and the relationship, or what he perceived to be an ability for the new defensive line coach, Vontrell King-Williams, to be able to get him to the next level as a defensive player. So kudos to Coach VK Dubs for going out there and solidifying another defensive lineman. This is a spot that I've talked about a couple of times for Auburn that I felt like needed some more depth. I still think that Auburn's going to try to go after another guy along that defensive line. But the defensive line unit is a place where Auburn needed some more rotational guys, particularly guys that could play down. And I mean, he's not going to be a true nose tackle, but he can get in there and play the D tackle position. But I still think Auburn needs another nose tackle to be able to come out there to give Jason Jones, Trill Carter, Quintrell, Bobby Jamison, Travis some breathing room to move out to defensive tackle, and they could be more multiple along the defensive front. So someone who's more of a zero tech would still be needed, particularly in the way that the defense is going to have a primary three down presentation out there. You want a person who can be able to control the blocks. We talked about that a little bit when we were looking at the A-Day film. If you're part of Green Name Gang, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. When we're looking at A-Day film about how, you know, the alignment of how the defense is set, it's going to be imperative upon whoever is there in the interior of that defense, particularly against teams that want to spread it out and be able to run out of a spread formation, to have someone who can either defeat blocks consistently in the middle and be able to cause havoc in the interior of a defensive line, or someone who can be able to occupy multiple blockers so that they don't have an opportunity to climb up to that second level and you have free rush lanes or free downhill passes for your linebackers. I think that that's still going to be a need for this team, to find someone there on the along the defensive front. But Philip Blitty is a guy who can come in and be able to be a solid performer along that defensive front. When we look at what Blitty has done so far in his career, I mean, it's not eye-popping numbers, but it's definitely solid to be able to look at. He's a guy who last season had 30 total tackles and 10 solo tackles. with, of course, 20 assisted tackles, one pass deflection. Now, in his career, he's only had 2.5 sacks, none of those occurring last season. So he's not really like an interior pass rush guy, but he is a guy who seems to be able to be a stalwart in the middle and be able to, you know, fairly well be able to play against the run particularly. But I don't think that he's going to be a guy who you expect to get interior pressure on passing downs. But you need a run stuffer in the middle, and Blitty fits the mold. He was a guy who, when you look at availability for defensive linemen, particularly in that second portal window, if you're someone who has listened to me talk about things like this, you don't really find a lot of dominant players in the second portal window. You typically find solid rotational players. And Blitty's going to be a guy that's going to be a solid rotational player. He was ranked as the post-spring. He was in the top 20 from The Athletic of available players overall, not just defensive linemen. He was in the top 2 in transfer portal rankings for the defensive line, according to 247. So it's a very solid pickup for Auburn to be able to get someone of that caliber during this portal period to be able to come in, and he's going to be motivated, right? This is a guy who you get in here, he's going to be motivated to make something happen this season in his final season of eligibility in college football, to go out here and attempt to make an impact in the SEC. So looking forward to seeing what Phillip Blitty's able to provide for the Auburn Tigers on that interior defensive line as they look to solidify themselves going into the season, going into this summer period where, you know, he's going to get into this strength and conditioning program with Auburn and get a lot of tutelage on things that he feels like he needs to do better and the coaching staff feels like he needs to improve upon. We will definitely have some film on this young man. So be on the lookout, Green Name Gang. We got some Phillip Blitty film coming for you all coming in maybe a couple of weeks. Like, I'm still going to need to get through the A-Day film and all that, but we will definitely look at Phillip Blitty's film. But let's look at the kind of the where Auburn sits with the entirety of the defensive line when we get back from this break, because I definitely want to give a shout out to the folks over at Manscaped. Again, they are a sponsor of this week's or today's morning drop. And call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, etc. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. And not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all of your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using code RAPPORT for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town. Listen, we've already given away one of these trimmers to somebody here in the War Report audience. We may do another one of these, but the Manscaped has been very generous with giving us some product to be able to get out here to you all, and we're going to continue to do that. But in case you don't win your own, you can go to manscaped.com, use code RAPPORT, get 20% off plus free shipping, and I am sure your balls will thank you.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
Let's get back over into the conversation and talk about how Auburn is going to be able to deal with the offensive lines that are out here that they're going to have to face this season. And let's just take a look at what Auburn has currently. We've looked at this defensive line unit before, but as we continue to have changes, we'll continue to update you with what's going on. So you see here the freshman, TJ Lindsey, starts it off right there. And, you know, of course, he doesn't have any snaps so far. But what we're looking at here are what year they are in school, number of snaps they have, their defensive grade, according to PFF, their run defense grade, their tackling grade. These are all grades, not statistics. And then pass rush grade, all according to Pro Football Focus. Keldrick Falk last season, in his second season coming up, but last season, 441 snaps. He actually had the second most number of snaps for anybody along the defensive line unit last season. So he was a guy who went out there and played a lot, and he will be the highest snap guy returning on the interior defensive line for Auburn this season as a sophomore, which is crazy. But His defensive grade was 67.5, 71.4 against the rush. He was an absolute beast to have to deal with down there along that defensive end. And he's going to play some defensive end, some defensive tackle for Auburn. He's going to be able to rotate inside a little bit more. So look for him to have a different kind of impact, particularly against the run this season. But we'll be playing a heavy amount of defensive end opposite of, you know, that outside linebacker position that's going to be there for Auburn. Then you have him in his pass rush grade, which is the place I think he needs to do the most improvement. And he's admitted this himself. He needs to do a little bit more to be a solidified pass rusher. That pass rush grade needs to come up, but he's at 60.8 overall in his pass rush grade. But a solid performance there for him in his first season, just kind of against the numbers or as far as ratings are concerned. Next up on the list, you've got Darren Reed. Didn't play a lot of snaps with Darren Reed, only five, and those were in the bowl game. 68.3 is his overall defensive grade, 60.8 for his rush defense, and 66.4 as a pass rush grade. The true freshman Malik Blockton, someone who I've noted that I'm excited to see this season coming in. He's going to have his opportunities to go out there. The addition of Blitty allows you to have some of these guys, TJ Lindsey's, the Malik Blockton's, to come along a little bit more slowly. You don't have to rush them out there, but I do expect both TJ Lindsey and Blockton to have their opportunities. Zakivas Walker is an interesting one. The junior, 237 snaps, 61.3 overall defensive grade, 62.0 as a rush defensive grade and 63.4 as a tackling grade. He has the lowest pass rush grade of any returning player with 54.3. We've talked about this guy a few times in Trill Carter, the transfer over from Texas, 246 snaps last season with 67.2 as his defensive grade, 65.8 rush defense, 57.5 tackling, and 63.1 as a pass rush grade. What you'll start to see as a theme here is really there's only one guy who's done well, even though it's in limited snaps, as a pass rusher. And I said Phillip Blitty's not a great pass rusher, but he would be, you know, according to PFF, the second best pass rusher as far as grade is concerned on the Auburn defensive line coming in day one. But a lot of these guys in the mid-60s. But Zakivas Walker down at 54.3 being the lowest again. Gage Keys, the senior transfer from Kansas, 301 snaps last season, 62.9 on the defensive grade, 61.4 for rush defense, 44.3 in tackling. That's the big thing that he's got to get better at, is when he's getting to the point of attack, making sure he's getting the tackle, because that's going to be crucial for the way that this defense needs to be able to flow and go, particularly as a guy who's not going to be he's going to be expected to stack and shed, not go in there and occupy blocks. 62.3 as a pass rush grade. Jameson Travis, aforementioned, the junior there, who transferred over from JUCO, 36 snaps last season, but 72.5 was his overall grade. That puts him at the highest returner as far as defensive line grades. Again, in limited duty, but the returning grade, he has the highest. 62.8 is his rush defense grade, 75.5 on tackling, and that's the place that he shined the most. When he got there, he got the tackle, and then 79.2 as a pass rush grade. He is the highest pass rush graded. So overall, Jameson Travis, according to PFF, is, you know, from a statistical standpoint, it's not going to be close, but according to PFF grades, is the highest graded defensive lineman for Auburn coming back. Then you've got Jason Jones, who is the second highest graded guy at 74.3 overall defensive grade in 347 snaps last season, 73.3 on the rush, 71.3 on tackling, and 68.5 on the pass rush. And then you got Blitty, who came in at 444 snaps last season, 72.9 would have made him the second highest graded defensive lineman on Auburn last season, 70.8 on the rush defense, 64.1 tackler, and 70.5 as a pass rusher. So, listen, according to PFF, this is going to be a really good pickup and an upgrade for what you have along your defensive line. So you bring in some experience, a guy who's had experience playing in both the Big 12 and the Big 10, and then he's going to come into the SEC and be able to take another step towards his career and be able to hopefully continue to build upon the things that he needs to work on. This is a really good get for this Auburn defensive front, and it's at a position of need, one that we've talked about before. I think you still need an interior defensive lineman. lineman, and now you definitely need someone else in that exterior linebacker position. But this is a great start for Auburn in being able to fill out positions that they need to be able to go and get during this summer open window post-spring. So definitely want to hear what you all think about this, though. What are you feeling about the acquisition of Philip Blitty, and where do you feel like Auburn needs to go most next in the transfer portal to be able to make this team one that's competitive in this season? Are there any targets that you're particularly looking at to be able to fill those needs? I want to hear all of that from you before y'all get out of here. But as well, before you get out of here, make sure you make a trip over to Rogue Shop and head over there, rogueshop.com. Rogue Shop is the sponsor of the Morning Drop here with the War Report. Use code REPORT when you do for sleep, stress, pain, anxiety, relief, all of those things available for you there at the Rogue Shop. Use code REPORT to get a little something off of your purchase. Also, I need you all to do me a favor and share this video. Hit the thumbs up and like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Share the content with somebody out there in the land of social media, email, word of mouth, doesn't matter to me. Tell somebody, tell a friend to tell a friend about the War Report. And we'll be back at you with more great Auburn content next time. But until then, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop! Drop!